And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Let's say you wanted to start a business. And since you live in Chapel Hill, you'd really like to have your office space here in Chapel Hill. A couple of creative hotshots you want to hire tell you they want to work where you could walk to lunch or grab a craft beer after work, so you look for space near Franklin Street. You love the idea of taking the bus to work, but that accountant and Carrie you were hoping to hire tells you she's got to get her kid from preschool, and it's just too hard to get in and out of downtown Chapel Hill in time. So you look for space at the suburban office parks out near 15501 and I-40. The trees are nice, but the buildings are kind of frumpy, and you can't even walk to anything from there. Forget convincing potential employees that you're a fun place to work. Where would they even eat lunch? You're sharing your woes with a colleague who points out that more companies are moving to large open floor plans to encourage communication and collaboration. Everything you've seen in Chapel Hill has been kind of cramped and claustrophobic. Finally, you call a realtor who shows you the perfect office. It's in the center of the action, you can drive or take transit, it's open and airy, and it's in Durham. Contrary to popular belief, there are people who want to start businesses in Chapel Hill. And contrary to popular belief, there is office space for rent in Chapel Hill. The problem is, most of it isn't designed for how today's businesses work and isn't in environments where today's top talent want to work. There's a reason Durham's American Tobacco is renting space as soon as they can bring it online, and there's a reason Blue Cross Blue Shield is leaving their iconic building in Chapel Hill. If we're going to compete for tomorrow's businesses, we can't do it with yesterday's office space. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.